Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 45 through 48. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. Brothers and sisters, today in this gospel, I want to take a little bit of a different approach. So when we read scripture, we can always interpret it in several different ways. The church fathers for 1,000+ years have taught this, that there's different ways that we can understand scripture. And one of those is in relationship to our own lives, right? We can ask the question, how does this scripture apply to me right now in some more symbolic terms? Right, so it's known throughout scripture that the temple can also be related to the human soul, right? Jesus comes to dwell in the temple when we receive him in communion. When we are baptized as children or as adults, we receive the Holy Spirit and become a living temple of God. So we are that temple. Our bodies are often called temples. In this instance, I would like to consider the temple to be our heart and soul. And so in our heart and soul, what Jesus is saying, what scripture is saying, is that there's these other vendors that are vying for attention in the temple, right? When you go to the temple, you go there to pray, you go there to sacrifice, you go there to worship. And that can look a bunch of different ways, but one of the things that happened in the ancient Jewish temple was that a bunch of vendors popped up to sell sacrifices. But in addition to those, there was also other vendors, right? There was other people vying for the attention of those who were going to the temple. And this is why Jesus was so consumed to drive them out. They were dividing the attention of the worshipers who were in the temple, right? So in our hearts, there are things, I know it, because we're all broken, fallen people. There's things in our heart that draw our attention away from the purpose that we were created, that draw our hearts away from this worship of God, that our hearts and souls are called to pour out every moment of every day. Like incense rising up to the Father, our prayers are called to rise up to Him. But when these vendors are in our hearts, whether that's letting social media take possession of our hearts, whether that's letting sports, watching the Browns or the Buckeyes or the Steelers take possession of our hearts, what happens is that we need to invite Jesus back in to drive those things out of our hearts so that the Lord can take primacy of place in our hearts and be the one who is worshiped day and night. But I want to caution us that we don't do this naively, because Jesus says, following that, after he says his line about driving out the men who have made his house a den of thieves, it says in scripture that the leaders of the people, the chief priests and the scribes, sought to put him to death, right? I don't want us to be naive to the reality that when we allow Jesus into our lives, we are engaging in a spiritual battle. However, we do not need to be afraid, brothers and sisters, because Jesus Christ is Lord of our hearts, of our lives, of the world. And the people hang on his words. Let us daily rouse ourselves to hang upon the words of Jesus, so that the powers that come against us, the powers that come against our Lord, would not have power over us. We have the ability, as the controller of our hearts, to hang on the words of Jesus and allow for those to inspire and encourage us. So brothers and sisters, today the Lord offers us an opportunity of none other than to pray with his word. That's what you're doing right now by listening to this show. Allow the words that Jesus spoke through the scriptures today to reside in your heart and allow for your heart to hang on those words. Yearn for those words. Make decisions on those words. And we will see the Lord as the Lord of our temple. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.